There's a new wall up in the Fisherman's Net Cafe, separating the restaurant and gift shop area from the small space that could be Petersburg's first pot shop. That space has ladders up and new paint on the walls. In early May, it was still awaiting installation of cabinets, shelves, a front door, and a floor. Customers will be coming into that shop off of a side alley. Business owner Susan Burrell says she's hoping to be ready for her inspection with the state by the start of next month.
We're looking for them to come down here around the first part of June. So we're hoping to be open by June 15th. We were hoping for June 1st, but things, you know how it goes.
Burrell is calling the store the 420. It's one of only a few addresses in Petersburg's downtown area that falls outside of the state's 500-foot buffer from schools, jails, rec centers, and churches. The building used to be the salmon egg facility for Trident Seafoods, among other uses. In order to pass a state inspection, she'll need to have a full security system in place with 8 cameras throughout. She's hired a store manager and hopes to be hiring other employees. Burrell wants to be open for regular hours throughout the week. That's been an issue for other stores around the state that have opened up and quickly sold out of marijuana.
I don't know. We're trying to be open all the time. The marijuana shortage is ending. I mean, there's so many businesses out there, or so many grows that, especially the little grows is where it fouled up, because they were growing a whole crop and not planning to have some in another 2 weeks. They were every 2 months. So it made the shortage. But that's going to end really quickly.
Burrell says she hasn't agreed to purchase pot yet, but expects to be able to from a grow business in Ketchikan. She expects a line of customers for the opening of her store and also expects a protest from residents opposed to her business. Burrell also has initiated the application process for a marijuana grow license from the state. She wants to grow pot in the back portion of the same building in space that's currently being used for storage. Burrell says another local resident, Chris Whittlesey, is partnering with her to grow the pot in the back section of the building, walled off from the pot store and restaurant. That business she's calling Seaweed Farms and says she wants that grow business to be able to supply her retail store.
And I can provide everybody with the same great product everybody has at a very much more reasonable price. You know what I mean? And if we end up with excesses, then we can sell the excesses to the extractors and the product makers. But there's no product makers in the Southeast. There's an extractor that's just starting up. So I don't know. Maybe my kitchen might not be just a restaurant for long. Who knows? What comes next? You know, but that's going to wait. We got to get this stuff going, you know.
If approved, Burrell's would be a larger grow facility than the Papke's Landing business, Southeast Moogdrug, which was the first licensed pot business in the borough. That company has a limited license with a 500-square-foot maximum for growing space. That limit is not required for a standard license, which is what Burrell is pursuing.
We're not doing a limited grow, which is just 500 square feet. And mind you, 500 square feet is about half of this here room, where we're doing a standard grow. So we can use every inch and iota of that 1,000 square feet, plus put a deck up there back, you know what I mean, if we wanted for another 500. So we should never have a problem with having the supply.
Burrell estimates she's invested at least $30,000 in her pot businesses so far. She's hoping the state board will take up her grow license this summer and thinks she could be growing about a month after that approval. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.